This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
I'm not a huge Beyonce fan.
I don't really know her music that much, except when I was a boy or something.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sheprick with a pass left corner, had open three for the tie. Good! Riley Head knocks down a three!
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpup.
Pyle dribbling in and a one-handed jam! This place is rocking! And Pyle with 15 as he slams it down with authority!
Everything happening in the sports world.
Could be another one.
Here comes Jake with a left-handed jam! T-Boy, we're rolling here in Salina!
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
Steve has a great feel for Lifetime movies, despite 5 minutes ago saying, I don't know what Lifetime movies are.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM, KBBE. Or for those of you listening online, worldwide, at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always, just a little late today.
Not too bad today.
No, not too bad. Just a little late.
Just a little.
The most popular man in McPherson, Mr. Steve Sell. The Canary.
The Canary?
Yeah, because your yellow shirt.
Oh, yellow shirt and tan pants.
In case people haven't caught on to my trend, I like to describe what Steve is wearing every day. And I think if you go back and listen to the previous 184 episodes of this podcast or of this show, you'd probably find a lot of repeats, and there would be about 8 different shirts that are described. Am I wrong? Maybe 10?
I've got 40 in my, probably 40 shirts in my closet.
You think you have 40 shirts?
Yeah.
Do you count them?
No.
You have them labeled?
No.
Do you start the month every month and you go, okay, here's my June 1st shirt.
No.
My June 2nd
shirt. I do have shirts and shorts for golf tournaments because I'm superstitious. A lot of golfers are superstitious.
Oh, yeah.
But I always wear my orange shirt and tan pants on the first day of a golf tournament.
Whenever you said, but I do have, I 100% thought you were going to say, well, I do have days of the week underwear.
No.
I've got my Sunday pair, Monday pair.
Oh, no.
The Thursday pair, ooh, those get a little rough every now and then. But the Saturday pair, those are good.
No.
I 100% thought that's what you were going to say.
No.
And if you would have said that, I would have lost it.
No. I got about 40 shirts, probably.
Well, Steve, we're almost done with the auction. Did you bid on anything today?
I did not.
Why not?
I'm a last-minute guy.
So you're going to scoop up that Martinelli's that somebody doesn't buy on Friday afternoon.
On the cheap.
You're going to slide in.
There you go.
And get it for half price.
There you go.
So for those of you listening at home, you need to buy the Martinelli's gift certificates before Steve gets a hold of them. Or else he's going to go get Martinelli's for a month.
There you go.
He's going to make the trip to Salina a million times. But good so far today. Kansas Bar and Grill. Had lunch here.
Yeah.
I know you were chowing down on one of those big hamburgers over there, one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah. But I don't eat burgers hardly anymore.
I know. You're more of a pasta guy.
Yeah, noodles. A lot of noodles.
A lot of noodles. Well, Steve, yesterday I got to talk with my old college baseball coach. They were over at Central for some sort of event.
Okay.
I don't really know exactly what it was.
Okay.
Got to talk with him.
Did he remember you?
Well, I sure hope. It was only like 5 years ago. I sure hope.
Hey, Coach Schwatkin, when I saw him at Salina when we were up for state basketball, he didn't remember me being the blur off the bench.
That's what I was going to ask. Do you ever get to interact with any of your old coaches? I said, some of them might be dead.
A lot of them are. I said, Coach Schwatkin, I said, you remember when I was the sixth man off the bench, provide that energy? He says, no. I said, you remember?
I remember some little twerp.
I said, you remember Terry Davis? Oh yeah, good wing shooter. Phil Aiken? Yeah, good point guard. I said, me off the bench? No,
that little twerp over there. No, they kept talking about the score.
Yeah, and I had
trying to get the book right.
And I always wanted to shoot it from 30, even before there was a 3-point line.
Yeah, you were pulling the trigger from deep.
Oh, I took it from downtown, baby. I lit it up.
So it was enjoyable yesterday to talk with Coach Hannon. A lot of memories, and I've been around him a lot after being a Baker and after getting done playing, and so fun to talk with him.
Good.
One of the stories, Steve, that I know that you were interested in when it popped up and that you will be writing about tomorrow in your Sell on Sports column is Bill Barnwell came out with a rankings of 1 through 32 in the NFL
and he's
in terms of offensive weapons.
He's an ESPN guy.
And he was at Grantland at one point. Yeah, yeah. And he came out with a list of 1 through 32 ranking teams' offensive weapons. And where do you think the Chiefs were? Number one.
Wow.
Is that surprising to you?
Yes.
With essentially a rookie quarterback?
Yes. And that's why when you read my column, Mar, I'll just give you a little preview. That's the reason I'm surprised they're number one. If they had Alex Smith, I could see him being number one. Because you look at the rest of the weapons they have with Spencer Ware coming back.
So Sharkhandrick West.
Sharkhandrick West.
Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, they're chock full.
How about Chris Conley?
And Anthony Sherman at fullback as the blocker.
The sausage. How about Tyreek Hill?
Ugh.
How about Travis Kelce? How about Sammy Watkins?
Sammy Watkins is the wild card.
Samuel.
Sammy Watkins is a boom or bust type player. They got him from the Rams. They're paying him $16 million a year, which is a lot for a guy that's hurt basically half he's hurt about half the season, but when healthy, he's that receiver that they need because he's a big receiver. He's a physical receiver. Let's face it, the Chiefs receivers in recent years, Albert Wilson, Tyreek Hill.
What about Jason Avant? Remember him?
Yeah, Jason Avant. I mean, they're all in like the 5'10", 5'11 range. Sammy Watkins is probably...
Dexter McCluster?
Yeah. Sammy Watkins is probably, what, 6'3"? With his hair, he's about 6'5".
Yeah.
He's got wild hair. And he's about 220, 225.
Big dude.
He was like the number 9 pick in the entire draft one year by the Bills.
Clemson guy.
Yep. Got up to Buffalo. It was kind of cold for him up there. Kind of soured him a little bit. But there's no question. He had some big games for the Rams last year. Rams couldn't afford him, though. So the Chiefs kind of the Chiefs don't open up their pocketbook very often. So, I mean, they are really rolling the dice on this guy. But if Alex Smith...
But do you think this is a number one offensive weapons? Do you really think that?
I can't because we don't know what Patrick Mahomes is. I mean, we saw one game of Patrick Mahomes against a Denver team that was out of the playoffs and mailing...
And honestly, I didn't even think he was very good that game.
And mailing it in. And, like, I don't want to give my entire column away. But right now, if he starts 16 games, you can book it. He will lead the league in interceptions. I will guarantee you that.
Steve, the opinion that I'll be giving a whole lot coming up in about a month is I'm not going to make any judgments on Patrick Mahomes this whole year. I'm not going to be saying, oh my gosh, he's the quarterback of the future. He threw 6 touchdowns and no interceptions. And I'm not going to be the opposite saying, oh my God, he just threw his 7th interception of the game. Yeah. We got to pull him. I'm not giving any of that.
Okay.
Until I see a full 16-game sample.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
And do you really think he's going to be healthy all 16 games, considering he kind of tries to make plays, you know, with his legs? Because he is, you know, he's a really good athlete.
The thing I'm just nervous about is, let's say, the first 3 games, he's miserable.
He's Ryan Leaf?
If he goes out and he is just throwing interceptions like wild and people turn on him, the best thing that can happen for him is game 1 of the season, come out and light it up and give himself a little breathing room. Because imagine if it's the opposite. Who was the guy for the Bills last year? Nathan Peterman?
Yeah.
That came into the game after Tyrod Taylor and threw like 6 picks in 3 quarters?
Yeah.
If Patrick Mahomes did that, even if they weren't, if they were aggressive plays and, would freak out.
And there's been another story, I think maybe it was ESPN also, Patrick Mahomes is the number one breakout player in the NFL this year. I mean, the pressure on this guy...
It's so much.
I'm so nervous for him. It's unfair. It really is. I mean, I don't know what they're basing it off of. It's like a baseball pitcher that can throw 100 miles an hour. Just because he throws 100, you expect that he's going to be all world. Well, the Royals have a guy in their minor league system. I think his name is Stamont or something like that. Josh Stamont. Throws about 102, 101. He's been in their system like 3 or 4 years now. Haven't seen him.
I'm just horribly nervous that Patrick Mahomes catches the yips. He gets nervous, the pressure's too much.
But one thing, they can run the football.
Yeah.
That's what should help him. I mean, I think Kareem Hunt will be a victim of the sophomore jinx. I'm saying 600, 700 yards. But Spencer Ware, I like Spencer Ware. I have always thought he's a really good back. Sharkhandrick West, you know, a good change of pace guy. I mean, they've been set at running back. Anthony Sherman, great blocker, great special teams guy. They don't even have to – I don't think they probably need to draft a runner, you know, for a couple years. They can concentrate on the other weaknesses of the team.
I think Chiefs fans owe a big thank you to former general manager John Dorsey for the offense that he's put together.
Yeah.
These are some incredibly good players.
Yeah.
Number one, offensive attack in the NFL, offensive weapons. I don't know.
I don't see it.
Potential's there. I've been saying for a long time, for 3 years, Travis Kelce's the best tight end in the NFL.
Yeah.
You can talk about Rob Gronkowski, and yes, he had that run where he was dominant. And yes, he's really big and really strong, and he can make some big catches.
But he gets hurt all the time.
He gets hurt so
and
much.
And Kelce doesn't miss many games.
And Rob Gronkowski is not quite as dynamic as Travis Kelce is.
Right, he's just a big
He's
brute.
Just big and hard to bring down, and he gets those elbow guards that look like rocket launchers.
Oh, yeah.
You can't tackle him.
Yeah.
Where Travis Kelce plays like a 6'4", 250-pound wide receiver.
Yeah, he's like a wide receiver. He's a wide receiver masquerading as a tight end.
I'm excited for football season, Steve.
I think the Chiefs are so intriguing this year because they are a boom or bust team. They are either going to be really good, better than we ever imagined, or they're going to be – I don't see 8-8. I see either 12-4 or 4-12.
Wow, that's a bold move.
That is bold. But
I see a lot more of 8-8. 7-9.
I don't know. I just defensively, it's the defense is what scares me. I think offensively, you know, if they run the football, I mean, they can win 3 or 4 games just running the football. But boy, that defense, I hope that Kendall Fuller is really, really good in the secondary.
He better be.
Because I think Eric Berry is near the end. You know, he's hecky.
No Ron Parker, right?
Ron Parker signed with Atlanta, I believe. I just saw.
No Ron Parker. I think they've still got Dan the Man Sorensen.
No Marcus Peters.
No Derek Johnson.
No Derek.
No Tamba Haley.
Nope.
It'll be a different look on defense.
Yeah. One of the defensive linemen, I think, is gone, too. Was it Jay Howard or somebody like that?
Maybe Alan Bailey.
Alan Bailey. I always get those two.
One of those guys, 96 or 95
or 97. Yeah, they're nondescript, so I don't, you know, they're interchangeable.
All right, Steve, let's take our first break. A little shorter show today. When we come back, I want to talk about the Home Run Derby.
Okay.
Coming up on Monday, and get some of your thoughts on that. We'll do that next. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Back on this afternoon's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE, Jim Joyner, Steve Sell. Steve, we made an error yesterday.
Well, not an error.
We didn't make an error.
An omission. Yeah.
We were talking about the Shrine Bowl because you and I will be going down there on July the 28th at Pitt State. And we were rattling off guys from the area that made the Shrine Bowl. We forgot about our guy, Kyle Anderson from Smoky Valley.
About 1,500 yards worth of rushing last year for Kyle Anderson.
Now, big fan of the show, Jeremy Snapp.
Big fan.
He kept us on top of it.
Oh, he's always on top of it.
He emailed me right as it was happening and said, "Hey, it's Kyle Anderson, Smoky Valley, it's him.
And, you know, we just started talking about that all of a sudden and hadn't done our due research.
I told him we're supposed to be sports experts. And we're just the band of idiots.
We've really lulled people to sleep on that.
All right, Steve, Home Run Derby coming up on Monday. The field was announced yesterday. Do you know what team Max Muncy plays for?
Dodgers.
Do you know what team Jesus Aguilar plays for?
Milwaukee, maybe?
There you go. How about Reese Hoskins?
Philadelphia.
How about, I think you'll know the rest of them.
Okay.
Javi Baez, Freddie Freeman,
Bryce
Harper, Alex Bregman, Kyle Schwarber.
No Aaron Judge, no Giancarlo Stanton, no interest.
No That's Trout?
No Mike Trout. No interest for me. Bryce Harper.
No Miguel Sano.
Now, I think he must be hurt. He didn't even play against the Royals, so I think he's hurt. But Bryce Harper, I mean,
hometown guy,
and he's hitting about 220. He's the guy that wants $400 million over 10 years. That's apparently what his starting price is going to be. And it's just assumed he's going to go to the Yankees. Why would the Yankees need him?
I don't know. I think a lot of people think he's going to go to the Cubs.
They score like 7 runs a game, and Bryce Harper's hitting like 210. I know he hit some monster home runs.
He has 22 this year.
He's had really, if you look at it, for all the hype that he's had in his career, he's had one really great year.
Was that 15?
I want to say 16.
It was one of those years.
But they had one year where he had like...
Well, he got off to a massive start. He was hitting like 410 through the first month and a half.
Yeah. But I think he had like 42 home runs that year. But you look at his numbers, I think he was average last year. He had like 33 homers maybe. He's going to hit 40 home runs, but...
Dinger Derby.
Yeah, but what good is it if you hit 40 home runs and you hit 210? I mean, I'm sorry. I'd rather him hit 290 and hit 28 home runs.
What do you think of the new home run derby format? Do you like it? Because remember, they changed it up instead of just all 8 guys go and whoever has the most. Turned to one-on-one.
Yeah, it's a single elimination.
You get 4 minutes, and you can stop the clock once until the finals.
Right.
And so
I like that.
The guy throws the first pitch, clock starts.
I like
that. And you're swinging and swinging, and you can't throw the next pitch until the ball either lands in the outfield or hits the ground or it lands in the stands.
I like that.
I think it's been very entertaining.
Yeah.
This will be the 4th year of it, I believe. I think the first year was in 2015 when the Reds were hosting.
But without Giancarlo and Aaron Judge,
it's not a lot of excitement.
It's not a lot of it. Those guys, I mean.
Now, Rhys Hoskins has hit a lot of home runs over the last 2 years. Yeah, he's been a lot of fun.
He's a bomber.
Javi Baez is a really fun player to watch.
I still think they're missing the boat. Matt Olson from Oakland, that guy can hit it 10 miles. I mean, he is
so. But maybe Matt Olson didn't want to do it.
Could be.
That's what's so interesting about the home run derby. I don't know when it was.
They need to get Alcides Escobar.
I don't know when they really started to monitor it and when players started to say, hey, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Might affect my swing. Would that have been like early 2000s?
Yeah, because...
Because you think back to the 90s.
There's been some cases where guys were in the home run derby, they jacked a whole bunch out, and then they go on about a one...
Josh Hamilton did that.
Yeah, for a one... Yeah, he had like 28 and one...
The first round.
Yeah, the first round.
Stadium.
Yeah, well, of course...
Remember Bobby Abreu?
Yeah.
When he lit it up at Comerica Park?
Ruined his career. He was never the same.
Bobby Abreu.
Played for the Angels.
At that time, he was on the Phillies.
Yeah, he made his bones with the Phillies, but he ended up flaming out, I think, with the Angels.
Bobby Abreu.
Like every player seems.
What do you think he's doing?
Oh, probably he's a millionaire somewhere, living off the $10 million contract he signed. I think he got like $10 million contract 1 year. I'd live off $10 million. If I got paid $10
million, Steve, you could live off $10,000 for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, we won't say that too loud in case the owners are listening.
Yeah, if I got $10 million in a contract, say for a 10-year $10 million, I wouldn't work again after the 10 years.
Steve needs $60,000 a year to live in case the owners are listening.
$60,000? Oh, that would be nice. Yeah.
That's what Steve needs, I think, to really be comfortable.
Yeah.
Let's just round it up to an even 100 grand.
Let's just, yeah.
What do you think about that?
I could do that.
We'll call the owners after this and see if they want to do that for
I'm sure
you.
They would.
I think they would.
Oh, they'd say, hey, with all you do, we're probably underpaying you.
You get about a 1,200% raise. It'll be good. All right, Steve, let's take our final break, wrap up the show for the week. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Viva Las Vegas!
All right, Steve, it's starting to set in.
Oh, yeah, you're out.
About ready to be Viva Las Vegas bound.
You're heading to Vegas.
flowers in the day. Do you think it'll take long for me to find, like, one of those women that's in the Viva Las Vegas video with Elvis with the big feather on their heads?
Probably not.
Should I go take a picture with one of them and send it to you?
I'm sure they just walk down the street.
Do you get pictures on your phone?
No. Oh, yeah. Actually, I do.
I don't ever want to send you a picture and you get confused.
I do. I actually do. It's kind of fuzzy. Pictures. My phone isn't, you know, it doesn't take very good pictures.
That's what happens with one of my grandparents. She will, like, get a picture or a text message and, like, call the phone company and go, oh, what's this? What's coming to me right now? I don't know what's happening. All right, Steve, let me give you a little Las Vegas quiz. Can you name 5 hotel and casinos in Las Vegas that aren't old? They have to be intact, so don't say Stardust or Aladdin.
MGM.
MGM Grand.
Wynn's Casino or whatever.
Yeah, Wynn. W-Y-N-N.
Yeah, Wynn's. The Aladdin.
Don't say that one.
Okay. Flamingo.
The Flamingo. That's where I'll be staying.
That's like 3.
Home of Donnie and Marie Osmond. Shout out to my mom, who's a big fan of them. Still in the Donnie Osmond
Tracy.
Fan club.
A little disappointed, Tracy.
She is a huge Donnie Osmond fan. Huge.
You said no Stardust.
No.
I have no idea.
Think about The Hangover. You seen The Hangover movie?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't see movies. You know that.
All right, come on. We'll figure it out. Think about Roman times. Colosseums.
The Roman Colosseum.
How about a guy named Julius?
Caesar's Palace.
There you go. That's 4. I need one more.
Binion's.
Okay, that's old. I don't want that. That's down at Fremont Street. One more on the strip.
I don't know.
You can do it, Steve. I believe in you. What about the president?
Trump.
There's a Trump Tower.
Trump Tower.
That's
okay.
5.
Okay, there's 5. I got 5.
What about Treasure Island?
Don't know.
The Mirage.
I said Mirage, didn't I?
No.
Oh, okay.
You said Aladdin. Okay. After I told you don't say Aladdin.
Okay, all right.
Or Stardust.
All right.
What about the Bellagio?
Oh, yeah.
You should have had that
one. I should have had that.
I think that's in like every movie that you watch.
Yeah.
What about Mandalay Bay?
Never heard of it.
The Luxor.
The Lex Luxor?
What about Tropicana?
Oh, I should have got that.
New York, New York.
Oh, man. They got a bunch of new ones in.
Paris.
Yeah.
Planet Hollywood.
Planet Hollywood. Geez.
Harrah's. The Hard Rock Hotel.
Well,
I think we're going to work on this.
Okay.
Steve, what do you think about us going out to Vegas next summer and reporting on the NBA Summer League? Broadcasting live.
Us and Doris?
Yeah, we could get Doris
get
Burke,
Doris
on, the
Burke
show.
On.
Can you imagine how awesome it would be if we had
Doris
Burke on
Burke
the show?
Doris Burke is really good.
She is awesome.
She is fantastic on the NBA. That's the only reason a lot of people watch it.
My mom just texted me, Steve.
She didn't like that I said Donnie.
Oh, no, she did not like that. She said, tell Steve to stop dogging me about Donnie. She is a huge Donnie Osmond fan. She, in like 1972 or probably 70... She was in one of those fan clubs where you have to send
in your
name.
I wonder if she was she a fan of Jimmy?
Jimmy who?
Osmond.
Oh, I'm sure she was. Okay. He's one of the older ones. I feel like
know.
At Christmas time every year.
I thought Jimmy was the youngest
one. We have to watch the Donny Osmond fan club show, one of their specials, where they're dancing around, singing on ice.
Oh, okay.
My mom's probably going to lose us. Our streaming light just came on, which means we're off the air.
Uh-oh.
We're still talking to the people on terrestrial radio, but she's going to lose us.
Why is our streaming off?
Royals are probably punching a button.
Okay.
But we'll be okay.
Okay.
Because we've only got 1 minute left.
Okay.
Steve, I'm looking forward to the weekend. If I give you a call and say, hey, I need you to wire me some money.
I wouldn't know how to do that.
That's true. I don't know if you would either. No. Hey, the streaming's back on.
Well, Tracy can wire you some money.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Now she's listening.
So it'll be a fun weekend in Las Vegas. Let's hope. Well, you don't. Get the Hangover references. Hopefully, they don't end up
on
the roof of the
Caesar's
Palace.
I'm pipelinering all weekend.
That'll be fun.
Tonight, pipeliners. Tomorrow, pipeliners.
I'll be gambling all weekend.
Yeah. Well, put $10 down for me.
What do you want? 10 on black and some roulette.
Black 22.
Black 22.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Kai's number.
Okay, I'll throw down a black 22. For
Maybe
you.
The bus's number this year. Bus is wearing 22.
That's right.
That'll be
no
my
more 26. No red 26.
No
black
red,
22.
Yeah, black 22.
All right, I'll remember it, Steve. Steve, enjoy the weekend. I'll try to hopefully make it back alive.
Okay.
We'll wrap up this week of shows. For Steve Sal, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you on Monday.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sal was brought to you by... Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.